This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Because, you know, it's important for us to hang out and do our stuff. Because if we weren't doing our stuff, we'd be doing somebody else's stuff and nobody wants to do that. But anyway, so let's talk today because today is going to be one of these episodes that we're going to have a brief discussion about things that are going on inside of the world. So last week, you know, we kind of did some of the portions that were related to main stories that were ripped from the headlines of the Rated R Safety Show, but that won't be what's going on today. Today, we'll take some dives into some other things that are going on. I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico last week for the Conklin Conference, and during the conference, it was revealed that Todd Conklin has a new book. So let's talk about that. Today, we're going to be diving into the thought-provoking book that's reshaping how we think about safety and organizational change. The book, Todd Conklin's New Ideas for Old Problems, A Human Performance Approach to Sustainable Change. If you're involved in the organizational leadership, safety, or human performance, this episode is definitely going to be for you. So you're going to want to stick around because we're going to unpack the key concepts and why they matter more than ever in today's evolving workplace. So let's break this down and going into some of the information that you will be able to find in this book. So let's start by addressing the core problems that Todd Conklin sets out to solve in this book. Traditionally, safety practices have plateaued. Yeah, Conklin argues that the old ways of managing safety and operational reliability no longer work. The workforce and the complexity of the modern operations have evolved. So why haven't our safety systems? So the book calls for the shift in the mindset away from viewing workers as the problem to be fixed and towards seeing them as the problem solvers. That's the one of the core ideas that we're going to explore today. So as I talk about this book, understand that I do a lot of stuff with Todd Conklin. So I don't want you to think that I'm giving you a biased point of view because it was definitely a book review as I actually went through the thing. The book calls for a shift in mindset away from viewing workers as the problems to be fixed and towards seeing them as the problem solvers. And that's one of the core ideas that we're going to explore today. So old problems, new solutions. Conklin suggests that our organizations are stuck managing safety with outdated methods. These methods often focus on blaming individuals for mistakes rather than examining the systems that allowed the mistakes to happen in the first place. So if we start talking about the human performance lens, Todd's approach focuses on human performance, meaning that we need to view workers not as part of the problem, but as the key to solving it. This approach demands more nuanced thinking, looking beyond the immediate fixes and into the long-term sustainable solution. We'll talk about how leaders play into that equation in a bit, but let's unpack some of the deeper concepts in the book. So if we start talking about the role of leadership in the organization, here's what I would have to say. One of the most important sections in this book is Conklin's take on leadership. He points out something that many of us in leadership roles often forget. Leaders are not the consumers of investigations outcomes, but the owner of the organizational problem. So let me make sure that I say that one more time. Leaders are not the consumers of the investigation outcomes, but the owners of the organizational problems. So let me break this down. Leaders, problems, owners. So leaders as problem owners. This might be a difficult one, but I want to talk about it anyways. Conklin argues that leaders must take ownership of the problems in their organizations, not just sit back and wait for solutions. Too often, leadership is reactive, waiting for the issue to arise and then pointing fingers. Instead, leaders should be actively involved in designing systems that prevent failures in the first place. Oh, I know. Don't get a little rocky-ocky inside of the chair here as we're talking, but it's definitely something to think about. So if we start talking about a shift in focus, traditional safety leadership often focuses on workers' behavior, trying to fix people by implementing more of a training, tighter regulations, or disciplinary actions. But this is flawed. Todd's approach asks leaders to shift the focus to fixing the systems, not the individual. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a lot of work, and maybe you're right. But being sustainable change can require effort, but Todd's makes a strong case that it's worth it. Leaders who understand the root causes of operational issues can drive real lasting change within the organization. And I know that some people are going to read through this book and there's going to be a lot of questions. And that's what I like about this, because I like books that are thought-provoking. I like books that make you kind of consider some of the things that are going on as you're reading them, going, okay, how will this work within the organization? And that's something that I really tend to enjoy. Let's talk about some other things inside of here. Why change feels like an uphill battle. So if you have ever worked for organizations that felt like the pushing a rock up a hill, only for it to roll back down, you're not alone. Todd Conklin draws for the fascinating comparison between the work we do and the myth that he discusses in here. So the myth that he talks about is a Greek myth that is condemned of a roll boulder up a hill to eternity, only to have it roll back again just as it reaches the top. Conklin uses the myth to illustrate how change often feels in organizations. You make a little progress, and then when things seem to be improving, something happens and you find yourself back to square one. Why this happens, according to Todd, this happens because organizations don't focus on systematic change. They spend so much time and energy pushing for the quick fixes or focusing on surface level issues, then they never address the root cause. It's exhausting, frustrating, and unproductive. The key of breaking the cycle, Conklin argues, in adopting the new ideas and fundamental changes on how we approach problems instead of treating safety and performance as something to be maintained through rules and compliance, we need to build systems that are adaptable and resilient. This ties back to leadership and why we need to have a proactive approach and how they think about safety and organizational stability. A change in mindset from both leadership and workers can shift this whole myth, like the struggle, into real progress. And I know that some people are going to sit back and go, there's a lot to unpack here. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. These books are made to make you think on what needs to be changed, opposed to it just being one of those things where you sit back and go, I'm reading another book here. So let's give it a section four here. A diffusion of innovation and the long game of change. Now, let's talk about one of the most powerful concepts that Conklin brings up during the book, the diffusion of innovation. Conklin draws from the Everett Rogers well-known theory to explain how new ideas spread through organizations. So let's go into the diffusion of innovation. The theory outlines how new ideas or innovation get adopted across a population. In this case, your organization, it starts with innovators and early adopters who are eager to try new things. Over time, these ideas spread to the majority and finally to the laggards. Yeah, those who are resistant to change, you know, those people, you know who they are. If you're not sure on who I'm talking about, you might want to look into the mirror, because it might be you, just saying. So why does this matter? Well, Conklin emphasizes that change is a long game. You can't expect everyone in your organization to embrace new ways of thinking overnight. Yeah, you can't really expect that, so let's just be realistic. You can't expect everyone in your organization to embrace new ways of thinking. So if you do, you're probably setting yourself up for failure, but by focusing on early adopters and allowing ideas to gradually diffuse throughout the organization, you can create a culture of sustainable change. So patience and persistence is kind of one of the key areas here. This is part of the book that highlights the needs for patient. Long-term change is slow, but it also is inevitable in regards of it happening. So if you play the long game, and it's not just about safety, it's about how we think and learn and improve in an organization. So if you're frustrated that change isn't happening fast enough in your organization, take heart. It's a process. The key is to keep moving forward, even if progress seems to be slow. Believe me, something being, progressing is better than nothing progressing at all. That's for sure, as we're talking about it. So Let's talk about this other portion that he talks about, the importance of psychological safety in empowering workers. So now let's get into the arguably one of the most critical aspects of Conklin's human performance approach, psychological safety. So let me give you kind of a psychological safety little info clip here. For the real change to happen, Conklin stresses the importance of creating a culture where workers feel safe to report mistakes, voice concerns, and contribute ideas without fear of retribution. This is called psychological safety. So this is something that most organizations don't have set up. They are using buzzwords of, psychological safety, but not really having any idea what it means. So let's talk about some other stuff. Empowering the workers. When workers are empowered to speak up and be part of the solution, they become the true drivers of safety and performance. Conklin believes that empowering workers to take ownership of their own safety, that their colleagues can transform in an organization. So think about that. The other portion that he talks about in this book is a paradigm shift. This is a significant shift from traditional top-down approach where management dictates rules and workers are expected to comply. Instead, it's about engaging the workforce as active participants in building a safer, more reliable organization. So these are concepts that are there inside of the book. So if I'm going to kind of give you a conclusion here, let's do this. As we wrap up, let's take a moment to reflect on the big takeaways of Todd Conklin's new ideas for old problems. Number one, workers are the problem solvers, not the problem. We need to shift our focus from fixing people to fixing systems. Two, leadership plays a critical role. Leadership needs to own the problem in their organization and take responsibility for systematic change. Number three, change is a long game. Yes, change is a long game. Sustainable change takes time, patience, and persistence, and it's about diffusing new ideas slowly and strategically across the organization. Number four, psychological safety is key. Empower your workforce by fostering a culture where they feel safe to contribute and take ownership in safety. I hope this episode has given you a valuable into the insights of Todd Conklin's work and sparked some ideas on how you can approach safety and change it in your own organization. Remember, change is slow, but with the right mindset, it's inevitable. So that's what I got for you for today. If you enjoyed this discussion and want to learn more about Todd Conklin's approach, I highly recommend grabbing a copy of the book, New Ideas for Old Problems. As always, feel free to reach out with your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe for more insightful conversation about safety, leadership, and human performance. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay safe, stay curious, and keep pushing forward.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.